Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, welcome to the studio.
It's the man on the mission from God. I like that. Who wrote that song?
Tony Funderburk.
That is good stuff.
He is a great Christian artist and pro-life art. He's got a lot of pro-life music.
Yeah.
He's really cool. Tony Funderburk. And he's singing every Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church.
He leads worship at the church. It's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
Awesome stuff.
He's great.
All right. Now, I want to start out briefly on the telethon. We're going to keep it brief because then I'm going to throw some headlines at you. This is going to be a test day.
Test?
You know, it's the first day of school around the country.
Right.
So you're going to get a test today.
All right.
I'm going to just throw some headlines at you, and I want to see if on the fly you can react with a biblical Christian response.
That sounds really, really fun.
Well, we'll do that. Now, telethon is still going on. Today is just the eighth day of the telethon. We're at $11,345.
Wow, we broke $10,000 over the Labor Day weekend, like you said on Friday.
Hopefully we would. We want to thank the folks last week who gave the matching donations. That helped to motivate a lot of people.
$11,385. $385 out of the goal of $40,000 for the month to keep Bob and Yurt live on the internet on kgov.com.
We really need to break $20,000 this week. So I want to encourage people to call or go to kgov.com.
Please.
And please do. And
subscribe,
make the donations.
Donate one time monthly.
You'll get a free gift. You get a free CD, a free DVD with a one-time gift. If you subscribe,
you get two DVDs or CDs you could pick on our store at kgov.com.
It's a great deal.
Or call us and we'll talk. Let us know what you're interested in theology, the world around you, and we'll talk it through and we'll figure out what you would enjoy most of our resources.
Mm-hmm. You can call 1-800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com. All right. Now.
So a test.
Yeah. I heard that you spoke to a student body this morning.
That's right.
First day back to school and
Obama
all.
Is speaking.
Yeah, I'm assuming you were the counterpoint to the Obama lecture.
That's right. Only it wasn't beamed in to 10,000 public schools around the country.
It was. Well, someday.
But it was really, really fun.
Yeah.
It was just great.
Now, if there's anyone who has a message that should be seen by all the little public school kids in the country, maybe even in the world, it's Bob Inyart. It's not Barack Obama.
Well, or anyone who's coming out of God's word with a faithful account of what the Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
That's true. You wouldn't even have to be a pastor or a talk show host or even the president of the United States.
Right.
Just coming out of the Bible.
That person is banned from the schools.
That's right.
So if you're godless, if you're Planned Parenthood or you're homosexual activist, or you're Barack Obama, you're welcome into the godless public schools.
But if you are God...
God has been banned.
He's been banned
from
the public
schools. They are officially godless.
They're officially godless. So what do you say to the conservatives out there, the Republicans, who send their kids off to the public school every day? Don't do it.
Don't. Hopefully you kept your child home today.
Yeah, hopefully they're home right now.
So that they did not have the chance to respond to the dear leader and all the questions that the teachers got from asking the students, how can you help the dear leader accomplish his goals for your family?
Yeah.
And so all that dear leader stuff, hopefully your kids missed out on it. And this will be the first day of the rest of their lives. And you could give them a Christian education, which is what parents are called to do. Parents are not called to give their minor children a godless education.
You know, so many parents are worried because they think they would have to put in 6 to 8 hours a day being a teacher
it's
for
so
their kids.
It's so easy, but, right, to home? I mean, it's hard, but Doug.
It's not easy, but it's not.
If your kids are sharp.
Yeah. And kids are pretty much wired to be sharp if you just put the stuff in front of
they're
them.
They're wired for language.
Yeah.
The schools have to work 13 years to make sure they don't know what a gerund is or a prepositional phrase. It's hard to keep kids back the way they do.
Yeah, yeah. So keep it going. Today's a good start.
And the number one class at Duh in Denver, Duh.
Duh.
Is remedial English.
Oh, Denver University.
Yeah, at Duh. The number one course is remedial English.
Is that right?
And this is their mother tongue. It's not like it's remedial Latin.
Right. Well, all right. Now, I'm going to read off some headlines.
All right.
I want to know, I grabbed this headline this morning. A gentleman out in Pennsylvania apparently fired a cannon from his yard, and the cannonball went through his neighbor's house.
Wait, it's a true story?
It's a true story from NBC
News. It's not
an
urban myth.
No, this happened a day ago.
Like the guy who lit the stick of dynamite and threw it, and his dog went and got it and brought it under his brand new camper. And it blew up the dog. That's an urban myth.
Okay, that's
this is a true story.
Yeah, this happened last Wednesday. It was reported by NBC, and they have police officials and everything. Okay? That's the headline. A Pennsylvania man fires a cannon, hits his neighbor's house. My question to you is, I hear you talk about the right to keep and bear arms. Where do you draw the line with that right regarding self-defense?
All right. That's a great question, because the Bible shows us that tyrants take away weapons from the people.
Right.
And a godly government would, of course, trust people to be armed so that they could defend themselves, their loved ones, their neighbors. Now, some people will take, like this guy's got a cannon. I don't know why he's got a cannon, Doug.
Well, we'll get to
that. That's taking it too far.
Okay.
But some people will think, well, I should be able to have my own stash of RPGs. You know what an RPG is?
A rocket-propelled grenade.
You're a Marine, right?
Yep, a former Marine? Former Marine, many, many years ago.
All right, so Leatherneck?
Leatherneck, Devil Dog.
All right.
All of that.
Okay, so RPG, rocket-propelled grenade.
Right.
For self-defense, do I get to keep my own stash of SAMs, surface-to-air missiles?
Well, I mean, that's why I'm
asking. How about tanks?
What about a thermonuclear device?
Yeah, what about it? It's self-defense. God has authorized individuals to exercise self-defense, so you do not have the right to stockpile an arsenal to defend your region, your county, your city, but you have the right to self-defense. So to defend myself from someone who would come to kill me and my wife,
right,
we have the right to be armed with weapons of self-defense, but not weapons that would defend a nation or a region.
Now, who's responsible for that?
The nations,
so the government,
of the world,
the government has the right.
Right. So no, you don't really have the right to own a cannon.
Okay.
Now maybe if it's decommissioned, tank, you can't drive around in an Abrams tank and just decide whether or not you want to fire at your neighbors. You don't have that right. And the libertarians are whacked.
Okay.
The libertarians are whack jobs, as Al Sharon would say. He's the office manager here at Bob and Your Life. Libertarians are whack jobs. They think the government has the right to have missiles and tanks and nukes because they get that right from individuals. They say you as an individual have the right to have nukes and all these things, warships, and therefore the government has that right also. Libertarians are whack jobs.
What is it you call libertarians? Immoral conservatives?
Immoral conservatives. Authority flows downhill from God. They reject God. They say authority flows uphill from the individual, and the government only has the authority that an individual has, and that's fundamentally false, and it leads to absurdity.
Wow. You know, I've met some Christian libertarians who are fairly confused, but I'm pretty sure they're Christians. They just don't fully understand what the libertarian...
They don't get what they're saying. The libertarians are so perverse and godless. Just look at their policy. Just go to AmericanRightToLife.org on the homepage, click on Ron Paul, and you'll see what the Libertarian Party stands for.
Okay, now,
so all that from a cannon shop.
Now, just to clear this up, this gentleman... He recreates 19th century cannons. It's his hobby.
That sounds fun. That does sound fun, yeah.
And he says he's really sorry. He'll stop shooting them off on his property.
He's really sorry.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't injure anyone,
Nobody was injured, but some people were disturbed. The people who lived in the house.
A cannonball went through the wall of his neighbor's home.
Yeah.
Well, a cannonball will do that.
It'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now, one more headline, or should we go to the phones?
1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Quick headline.
All right.
And then the phones, and if you could give to the telethon, we need your help. 1-800-836-9278.
All right, we've got a story from Beijing, China. A woman was beaten to death at a China Walmart.
Oh.
She was suspected of shoplifting.
Oh.
So...
I mean, what a tragedy.
It sounds to me, I don't know that someone deserves to be beaten to death for shoplifting, but I'm not sure.
Oh, you're playing the devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, in Saudi Arabia, they'll chop your hand off.
You're playing the liberal's advocate where all views are to be respected.
Well, I'm just playing the ignorant.
Okay, so in Saudi Arabia.
Ignorant advocate.
In Saudi Arabia.
They'll cut off your hand. That could kill you.
If you steal, they'll cut off your hand.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. It's wrong to do that.
Oh, it is?
And so in God's word, in the Bible, God says if somebody steals, they need to pay restitution. And so, and it depends. If it's just a typical, it's a theft, they're caught, they need to pay back double.
Okay.
So you steal somebody's stereo that's worth $300, you give them the stereo back and you pay another $300, and you give it to them, not to the courts or the government, because then the government has a conflict of interest.
That makes sense.
The more crime, the more money they make.
Yeah, shouldn't the person who was stolen from, they should get...
They should be made
whole. If
there's a fine,
yeah, if there's a fine, it should be paid.
Right, no fines, but restitution. And God said, if it's... It depends. If it's, for example, if you sell the stolen goods,
right,
then you pay a greater restitution. If you destroy it, if it's irreplaceable, like somebody spent the last 3 years making a 1940-whatever... classic car, then you've got to pay up to fivefold. If it's a trained horse or a hunting dog, fivefold in those circumstances.
Okay.
So anyway, God is smart.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's real reasonable.
That's a lot more reasonable than, say, cutting someone's hand off, beating them to death, or locking them up in jail for 5 years. What good does that do anyone?
And liberals will say we're the Taliban. You know, the Taliban, conservative Christians.
Yeah, they do say that conservative Christians, they equate us with Taliban all the time.
And the Taliban, for example, will cover a woman from head to toe.
Yeah.
And Hollywood will strip her naked and put cameras all around her and put it on the internet. So these are both perversions.
They're both wrong.
But God and his word teaches us modesty and respect for women. And so we are right and they are wrong. Hollywood is wrong and the Taliban is wrong. And God's word is right.
Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to line 14. Art in Indianapolis. Speak your mind.
Hi, Bob and Doug. Hey.
Hey, Art.
I just need to thank you guys so much for your ministry.
Wow.
I have listened to Bob Enyart Live since the mid-1990s.
Wow, we go way back.
Yeah.
We are friends from way back. Hey,
absolutely,
Doug, you know, when I hear from somebody in the audience and they say, Bob, I started listening 8 years ago, 4 years ago, and I've heard all these shows.
Yeah.
I now know we're friends. We're friends. Yeah. I know where this person is coming from. I know that they love the Lord, that they want to study the Bible, that they care about right and wrong. So, Art, it's great to talk to you.
Hey, it is a pleasure to talk to you, too. You know, Bob, it's because of you that I've homeschooled my children.
Wow, that's intense.
And that's a big deal.
I have my oldest child is in his junior year at IUPUI in Indianapolis in an engineering program.
Wow.
And we homeschooled him since third grade. And
wow.
That would be, 15, 16 years ago?
Absolutely.
Wow. 15 years from when you first saw Bob Enyart Live practically? And now he's an engineering student.
Absolutely.
Was it hard for him to get accepted into college as a homeschool grad?
No, it wasn't. Oh. We applied to the Purdue College of Technology at Anderson University, and immediately he was accepted. And he did so well in school there that the teachers asked him if he could help recruit other homeschoolers from the homeschool community.
Wow, praise the Lord. Hey, Art, this is a bit self-serving, but you know how people say they remember where they were when Kennedy was shot? Some people say that Bob Enyart Live was such a jolt to their system that they remembered when they first saw it. Could I ask you, we're going back 15 years.
Yes, I remember. I remember. I was. You were on television on WHMB and out of Indianapolis.
Channel 40, a 5-million-watt full-power cable cable, broadcast, and satellite. I remember, yeah.
And I had a sleepless night, and I was just surfing the channels, and I stopped on Channel 40, and you were on that night, and I was just so shocked, and I was just so...
That's not the normal
amazed.
Word, right, Doug, for a Christian show?
No, shock.
Yeah, I put a tape in the VCR, And I set it to play, and the next morning I told my wife, Connie, I said, you have to listen to this man, honey. He is outrageous.
All right.
That is so funny. And you know what's really funny? The thing that I said that shocked you, that caused you to put the VCR in, that wasn't the end of the shocking stuff. It just kept going.
Yeah. No.
And you know, Doug, we are not shock jocks for the sake of shock.
No.
No, God's word, you don't have to exaggerate God's word to cause people to be stunned.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus would come to a town and speak, and they'd pick up rocks and to stone him.
Yeah.
In Nazareth, they'd try to throw him off the cliff.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is tell the truth, and the truth is unavoidably offensive. Jesus said he is the rock of truth. He is the rock of offense. Three times in the New Testament, the Lord is described as the rock of offense. So if you tell the truth, like for example, Art, if you put your kids in a godless public school, you are sinning. You're sinning. Some people would think that's a stunning thing. But if you give your children to those who would use a godless curriculum to educate your young minor children, you are abandoning your obligation from God to give them a Christ-centered education.
And that's shocking to
A lot of people.
Most people.
But it's so simple. Today, if you say men, God made us male and female, that's shocking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hey, it was certainly shocking to my wife because it took me about 2 years to convince her that we should homeschool our oldest boy. And
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for her that her heart was open, because usually it's the wife that does most of the homeschooling, usually.
Yeah.
And she did.
Oh.
She did.
They do all the heavy lifting.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she did a wonderful job. And what we want to thank you for is because we know our children now. We know them. We have taught them our values, and we understand who they are. Instead of letting some stranger in a public school teach them their values, they have learned about the Bible, and we've taught them the plot.
Our book on the overview of the Bible.
Absolutely.
Which is so fun.
Such an amazing thing. And we have our children, you know, they are close to us because we have taught them.
How many teenagers in America have had their loyalty shift from the parents and the God of their parents to their public school teachers, to their favorite teacher, to the clique at the public school, to the drugs and the alcohol and the sexual immorality and the perverse movies and the magazines and the internet raising them and on and on and on. So you guys are living the promise of Jesus Christ that if we honor him, we are blessed. We might not get what we want, but we are blessed when we honor him.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Wow, Art, and can you imagine the power of your son going forth? Not only will he have an engineering degree, but he's going to go forth with an understanding of the fundamental story of the Bible and a real understanding and a relationship with the creator of the universe and his Savior.
Mm.
Can you imagine what he could achieve in his life?
Hey,
it boggles the mind.
And your liberal neighbors send their daughter to public school. She's been used by three or four kids, boys, by the time she graduates, maybe one girl. And she'll be going to Planned Parenthood to kill her children while Christians are honoring God and thanking him for our children. So that's why eventually the kingdom of Christ overcomes the kingdoms of this world.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Good stuff, Art. Wow.
Hey, I need to give you guys some money so that you can. I want to keep you guys on the air.
Now, Art, we'll give you 20 minutes to cut that out.
We need to stay on the air, Art.
Absolutely. I remember the Stephen Curtis interviews that you did with. About the murders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Compelling.
The Bonnie Bray murders.
Yes.
And my wife and my kids said I have to get at least two of those books.
Oh.
And then. That's about $50, and then I have
$22 each. I like your math. Go ahead.
And I have another $150 that I would just like to give you.
Wow. Oh, praise the Lord. From Indianapolis for the telethon for a radio show out of Denver, Colorado. Art, that is so encouraging. And let me give you the latest breaking news from Steve Curtis. He called the studio 10 minutes before showtime.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, Bob, we've sent out links to the interviews at kgov.com all over the country and to the media. And the latest is we got two interviews coming up, one a radio, one a TV interview. the Bot Radio Network. It's in the Midwest, Doug. It's got Rich Dick Bot, about 80 radio stations.
Wow.
So Steve Curtis is doing that this next week in LaCie Broadcasting, World Harvest TV, in studio in South Bend, Indiana. That's coming up in the next week. So this story of Steve Curtis as Vice President of American Right to Life and the book, and by the way, the author, Lee Martin, those of you who heard this show the last weekend, you've heard Lee Martin being interviewed. He wrote the book. This has become his best-selling book, this in just the last 6 weeks or so that it's been on the market.
Yep. Hey, Art, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
You've probably, if you've been listening to the show for 12, 15, 16 years, you've probably given more than once to this ministry. Am I right?
That's true.
So quickly in your mind, just calculate how much money you've given and think about your son over at university. Is it worth it?
It's worth a lot more.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
I wish I could give so much more.
This
ministry is invaluable.
Art, thank you so very much. We're going to ask our call screener to pick up the line and get your contact info. Thank you,
Art. Take care,
Art.
God bless you.
All right, so, Doug, that's very encouraging to hear about this family. And we heard one kid. It sounded like you might have had other homeschool
kids. Yeah, sounds like he's got
more. Praise the Lord.
You know, you say something on the air 15 years ago.
And 15 years later, you find out.
The fruit.
Wait till we meet the Lord and meet everybody. And what a reunion we're going to have in heaven.
Yeah, every word that you speak, every idle word. And the words you've spoken haven't been idle. I mean,
You know, in heaven, Bob and Your Live will not be on in heaven.
No.
But we'll be doing the show, you and I, daily.
Yeah. Cool.
And it'll be piped into hell. And that's what will make it hell for Hillary. Bob and Your Live on
every single day.
State radio.
Yeah, I like that. That's the only time when we'll support state-run radio.
Right.
We'll be in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
All right, now, we got a few more headlines here.
All right.
Out in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Police have linked one man to the murder of 9 different women through DNA.
What a tragedy, of course.
Awful.
The crimes, but praise the Lord for DNA.
Yeah.
You know, God gave us fingerprints, and we could identify human beings when they commit crimes. We should have a BEL call for a national DNA database, a comprehensive database. We said it to Tom Tancredo, Congressman Tom Tancredo, $500 matching fund.
That was just called in over the phone, Mr. Call Screener.
Wow.
A $500 matching gift has just been announced. Now, hold that thought,
Bob. Wow, okay.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, presence of DNA evidence can convict someone.
Yes.
What about the lack of DNA
exculpatory?
Evidence? Exculpatory.
Too often.
How exculpatory is a lack of DNA evidence?
Liberals and those in rebellion against God basically are challenged regarding justice.
Like Barry Scheck, for example.
For example.
Yeah.
So a woman who spent the night at a bar, went out with friends, and at 2 a.m. was murdered, and there's eyewitnesses, and they say this guy did it, and there's all this evidence, and then 15 years later, they do DNA,
right?
And they say, well, it wasn't his DNA on this woman.
Right.
Well, she could have been with another man that night.
Sure.
So DNA, when it finds your bodily fluids on the victim, for example, or your hair in the victim's blood
at the
crime scene.
Pretty convincing evidence.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's biblical evidence that you could bring conviction and execution. But if there's DNA evidence that looks exculpatory, that does not mean that the other evidence was incorrect. Then you got to look more carefully.
Right.
But what our liberals do, they'll say, okay, you go get out of jail free card.
Yeah, the Innocence Project and Barry Scheck and all of those guys.
Right.
So you're officially calling once again for a nationwide DNA database. When should we collect people's DNA and keep it in the database? At what point in their lives? Their first conviction, their first speeding ticket?
When they're born, when they cross the border. And first stage, before we get to all that, it should be voluntary. The government should open it up, and the first ones to do this would be Christian homeschoolers because they're so wise.
Yeah.
We'd want to give our kids and our own DNA to the government as just another accountability.
Sure, I want my kids to be scared to commit crime.
Absolutely.
I need help in that area.
Absolutely, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen. Wow.
And so accountable to one another.
Mm.
So one day there will be a national comprehensive DNA database, and we called for it here first on Bob and Yurt Live years ago.
Well, this gentleman, Walter Ellis, had been murdering women since 1986, and they finally they've linked him to a number of murders.
Right.
And
and usually they know there's all kind. There are neon signs. They say, oh, we wish we had a sign.
Well,
neon signs. Harrison Klebold, Columbine, neon signs.
Right.
And it's ignored. And rapists are let go to murder and rape again. Mm. It's an old story.
All right. One more. Now, this is a shocker because I remember the story out of Jacksonville. Two young men who at the ages of 12 and 13 beat their father to death with a baseball bat back in 2001. You may remember
the story.
Florida,
Jacksonville, Florida, yeah.
They have been released from
run off with some homosexual?
They had been seduced and befriended by a deviant pervert molester, convicted molester.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat their father to death and ran off with him. They've been released from prison. They're planning to go to college, and they're looking forward to a fresh start in life.
Sure, a fresh start. After all they did was beat their father to death with a baseball bat. It's not like they killed a squirrel in the attic.
Yeah.
You know, right. Did you see that story a week ago? The guy, he's an exterminator. He put a half a heart trap in the attic.
Right.
Over the weekend, caught a squirrel. The squirrel died. He's in big, big trouble.
He's in big trouble.
Yeah, these teenagers, all they did was beat their father to death.
But, Bob, they're below the age of 18. What's the Christian biblical? I mean, they were obviously under the influence of a deviant adult.
If they would not have become murderers. If God's promise is true, that if you have the swift, painful death penalty for every convicted murderer, people's hearts in them will be deterred from committing murder.
So this could have been prevented.
They would not have become murderers. Now, there would be some murder, but speaking generally, 90-some percent of all the mass murder we have in this country would not happen. We would not see young people becoming murderers if we honored God, but instead, on the altar of being nice to murderers, we sacrifice women, victims, and our children who will grow up to become murderers.
Thanks for your insight, Bob, as always.
All right, that was Doug McBurney in Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school. And our website is kgov.com. And please call us to help.